In early March, Durango resident Miriam Gillow-Wiles attended a business meeting with people from around southwestern Colorado. She's the director of the Southwest Council of Governments, which works with local officials from throughout the state. But sometime after the meeting, she learned from her local health department that another person at the meeting had tested positive for COVID-19. Sometime later, she started developing symptoms that developed into chest tightness, chills, shortness of breath, and what she described as soul-crushing fatigue.
I mean, to get up and take the dog outside and come back in, I needed a nap.
That's Gillow-Wiles in a short video produced by the Montezuma County Public Health Department. When this video was uploaded at the beginning of May, it attracted responses from people throughout the community. But her story has been only one of a very small number of cases that has been shared in southwestern Colorado, especially in Montezuma County. Though the Four Corners Free Press mentioned in its May issue a Pleasant View man who died from the virus, and the Journal has reported on the controversy surrounding a man who tested positive for COVID-19 but was later found to have died of alcohol poisoning, few other details about those affected in the county have been made public. So why do we have so little information? Even demographics like ages, genders, or town residences of the cases are sparse in Montezuma County. I asked this question to Public Health Emergency Manager Karen Dixon at the Montezuma County Public Health Department in mid-May. I wasn't the first to ask it. She says people have asked her this question numerous times.
We are in a fairly small community, and when we have just a few cases, although those cases are climbing, it's still fairly easy to be able to somehow determine who those people might be. The biggest promise that we have made to the cases as we're doing contact tracing is to protect their identity.
She gave a concrete example of this need for privacy later in our conversation.
We may have somebody in the county who might be a business owner who suddenly is no longer at their business. And if we had demographics, you know, maybe you can put those two and two together and say, oh, well, this business owner, maybe that was the one. And of course, then the rumors start. And what's going to happen to that business? Are they going to be ostracized because they are COVID positive?
According to Gillow-Wiles, somebody at the Montezuma County Health Department approached her directly, offering to help her share her story. But that was mainly because the organizations had worked together in the past, and there was no pressure for her to come forward. Dixon says that otherwise, privacy concerns come first.
That is far, far more important for public health to uphold that promise and make sure that those people's identity has been protected and that it is not easy for them to be found out who they are. If those people, the cases, would like to tell the world that they are a COVID-positive case, that's definitely up to them. But that information is not going to be coming from public health.
She says the county health department does share demographic data with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. That data goes into an anonymous database that's used to track cases from across the state. They also use information gathered from those who test positive for the virus to help with contact tracing, but that's also a private process. Any personally identifying information of patients is protected under federal law.
Now, if we do have an instance where we start getting much higher cases, it's not something we want, but it's something that we do note maybe happening in the future, and the cases start being a little bit more diluted, then we may include a little bit more information. But right now, the cases in Montezuma County are really trending about the same as the state cases are.
Montezuma County has also begun including the number of negative tests and recovered COVID-19 cases in the numbers that it releases. I interviewed Gillow-Wiles over Zoom earlier in May. I asked her what she thought of the decision to keep demographic case data private.
I understand why some people want more information about who's been sick and where they've gone and that type of thing. Like, I've read the comments in the papers and seen it online and things like that. So I really understand that crave for more information locally, because it does feel a little sparse.
But she also understood the need for privacy.
We've got to be able to allow individuals to decide that for themselves versus publicizing more detail about them, I think.
I also asked her how she felt once she agreed to speak publicly.
What have I done? But it was a yes. It was a hard yes initially, because I want people to know. It doesn't need to be a secret. People shouldn't be pariahs. They shouldn't be seen as less than or vectors or whatever you want to say in that sense, because it's pretty common. So yeah, I absolutely wanted to be able to tell my story so people knew what it was, and just to alleviate some of that fear of the unknown.
For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.